Hello, hello. Welcome back to Amplify, a podcast for creative and courageous entrepreneurs. As always, I'm your host, Kate McCarthy. And this week, we are continuing our series on lasting success with part two. Last week, in part one, I shared one key element to lasting and sustainable success: knowing yourself. For me, in my work as a business and brand mentor, that means a lot of things. It means brand identity, knowing your brand voice, who your dream clients are, what you want to be known for, how to hire you, what kind of emotional experience you want to create and cultivate for your audience. But it also means knowing yourself on a deep level, who you are, what you stand for, what drives you, and what makes you oh so special, right? Your creative superpower. Last week, in part one, I shared my four-step process for naming and claiming your creative superpowers, and then I left you with a free PDF guide to help you do it for yourself. If you haven't had a chance to listen to part one, make sure that you hop on over and that you download it, along with your free guide, of course. So, that's part one. As a total nature geek and fresh air enthusiast, I'm a Pacific Northwest girl. I like to think about creative entrepreneurship as a trek. As cheesy as it sounds, it's a journey, right? You could be climbing a mountain or a valley or a great expanse, but no matter what, it's going to be a journey. My friend and retreat co-leader, Anna Franzen, last week she reminded me that life is short, but it is also long. It is a journey. And the idea is not to force your way through or to burn out midway. The idea is to create a plan for lasting and sustainable success, the kind that feeds and fuels you long term, the kind that moves and shifts and grows with you. So this solo series is all about three of the elements, three key building blocks that help you hone in on and create lasting success for yourself. I want to repeat myself from last week. It is by no means exhaustive, right? Three building blocks? No, it's by no means exhaustive. But these are the building blocks that I think make up what I like to think of as like the core pieces that you have to pack and plan for as you chart your course. Part one, your creative superpower, it makes up both the starting point and the destination. It's where you find your alignment, where you can return to even when you don't have a map. I like to think about it as the constellation that guides your journey. This week in part two, we're taking our backpacks. We're going to be talking about the essentials that you have to pack for the journey. These are the things that are going to feed and to fuel you. They're going to be the things that keep you going even when the road gets tough. They're the things that are going to keep you and your business running even when you're not sure if you'll ever reach your goals. Just a little side note on this, keep going and you will. It is this or something better. Today, we're going to be talking about what to pack, about self-care and support. I'm going to be 100% honest with you, total transparency. This is the most challenging piece of lasting success for me. It is the building block that time and time again, over and over, that I forget to pack, plan for, reach for, and remember. Just a couple of weeks ago, I wrote a little note to my email community confessing that yet again, I had forgotten to stop, rest, reach for my pack, and refuel. The truth is that, despite the fact that I couldn't see it in myself for most of my life, but that's another story, I am ambitious, which is a word that has been really difficult for me to claim. But I have big dreams for a deep impact, a wholehearted community, to get my work out into the world, for connection, for creativity, and I am dead set in making them happen. It's that or something better, remember? But that ambition, those big dreams, coupled with the fact that I'm a recovering perfectionist and also deeply sensitive, it can sometimes come back to bite me, which makes it all the more important that I pack self-care and support for the journey. Sometimes, as creative entrepreneurs, it can feel almost impossible to balance our need for rest and support and time away with the desire to create, to make, to plan, to impact. But without packing and planning for self-care and support and remembering to use them, and not just when you're about to keel over from exhaustion, well, it can mean the difference between lasting success and, like, for sure burnout. It can mean the difference between building a business and a life that you love. It can mean the difference between that and just making, like, another job for yourself with the same expectations and rules from your 9-to-5 life. And honestly, for most of us, this is a really tough lesson to learn, one that cycles back and reminds us every once in a while as our lives and our businesses ebb and flow and grow and shift. For me, I had to relearn this lesson again, just last month. It is the most challenging building block for me. Last month in April, with the Cultivate Joy retreat in California, which was incredible, by the way, my husband, who is working every weekend, which was not so incredible, and a 2-week road trip on the horizon, which will be incredible, I thought that I would take advantage of the time to push, to plan in advance, to produce more, to hustle harder, to work 26 days straight. And y'all, I got tired. Why did I get tired? Brain fog crept in, and I could never seem to get enough sleep at night, even though, like, technically I had slept enough. I felt weary and, like, heavy, and I found myself daydreaming about vacations. For the record, this is not the way that your business should feel. And more than that, I realized, looking back at it, that all of the pushing and striving and late nights and weekends working, they didn't actually fast forward any of those big plans. They didn't make any of those goals get here any quicker. All of those goals and plans, things that I want to create and grow, they still need time to incubate, to grow, to come into being. And y'all, like, just in that moment, like, right as I was about to fall apart and crumble, probably get sick from my self-inflicted burnout, the sun came out here in Seattle. Now, I don't know if you know this, but here in the Pacific Northwest, when the sun comes out, everything changes. People smile when they pass you on the sidewalk. Neighbors get more neighborly. Every day, after the workday is over, you can hear the sound of lawnmowers and weed whackers and conversations that are just carried in the wind as everyone spends those last sweet hours outside. You can feel the energy shift. It is palpable. The sun was exactly what I needed. It shook me out of my hustle and that push, push, push mentality and back into myself. So when the sun came out, I took a day off. Like, I think it was a Friday. I took a day off, totally off. I left my phone in another room. I wrote an out-of-office response in my email, and I shut down my computer, and I went outside on my front porch, and I hung my hammock out, and I sat on it, exhausted. I leaned back into the fabric, and I felt it hold and support me, and I, like, breathed really deep. I closed my eyes, and I heard the cars as they drove by. We live on a major thoroughfare. And then I also heard the birds as they collected bits and pieces for their spring nests from our garden. And I realized that yet again, I had overlaid the rules and expectations of the outside world onto my business. The ones that say that I have to hustle harder, that I have to work longer, that I have to get more done, all in order to be productive, successful, and worthy. I don't actually believe in any of those rules. I don't actually want any of those expectations, but I had overlaid them onto my business. I had just taken everything that I learned in my old life and put them as a model onto my business. And I realized that I needed to rewrite the rules for myself. And in doing so, to create a care plan of sorts for my business. A care plan that outlined what proactive self-care looks like in my life and business. A self-care plan that highlights the ways that I can seek out support and the people that I need to go to who are there for me. And a care plan that can help me find that alignment again, that, like, kind of find that constellation again when I feel lost. I needed a care plan that I could go to remember what feeds and fuels me, and to serve as a reminder when I can like see burnout up ahead, right? Maybe you're like me. Maybe you need a care plan too. If you are, or even if you're not quite sure if you need one, in the show notes of this episode, I left another free PDF downloadable to help you create your own care plan for your life and business. So if you want to scroll down to the bottom of your show notes, I've left it there. Click the link, download your PDF, and create your own care plan. So, why is cultivating self-care and recognizing where we need support so damn difficult for us, right? I like to start there. Like, why is it so hard? There are a lot of reasons, from like cultural conditioning to expectations to personal stories around like self-reliance and perfectionism. And I think that knowing why it might be hard for us to cultivate a consistent self-care practice, why it might be hard for us to recognize and use our support systems, is super important. Here are just a few reasons why it might be hard for you. Maybe you're carrying some of your corporate conditioning with you. Maybe you've subconsciously consumed the oh-so-American value of being a lone wolf, navigating the world on your own as a measure of your self-reliance and independence. That lone wolf mentality can make it really difficult to to cultivate self-care in your life. Maybe you struggle with boundaries, and so saying no to everyone else's needs proves really difficult, and saying yes to your own needs feels totally impossible or like not even an option at the end of the day. Maybe you worry that with bills to pay and the money not really flowing in at this point in your business, that you can't actually take the time off for some serious self-care. Maybe self-care feels indulgent or lazy or like not even worth your time. And maybe you just don't know how. All of those are really valid reasons for why it's hard for us to cultivate a consistent self-care practice. Why is it hard for you? The fact of the matter, though, is that our systems weren't built for this 24/7, 365 hustle, right? They weren't built to give without ever receiving. They don't work if you run them into the ground. And they weren't designed to travel the journey alone. Knowing how to fuel and feed yourself, knowing what to pack in that backpack, right, for your trek, it is key to your lasting success. Knowing what you need to, when you need to lean in and when you need to pull back, and how to care for yourself when you're doing either of those, it can mean the difference between sustainable success and for sure burnout, right? Knowing who is in your corner and how to reach out to them when you need some support. Remember, we're not in this alone. It can help you from heading down that deep, dark spiral of shame and disappointment and not enoughness. Most importantly, though, I want to say this and I want you to hear it. The bigger the things that you have to accomplish, make, create, share, the bigger your dreams are, the better you have to take care of yourself. The bigger your dreams are, the better you have to take care of yourself. And that means three things. One, knowing who's in your corner and having them on speed dial. Two, caring for yourself proactively. And three, knowing what you need in case of emergency. Let's break those down, shall we? All right. One, knowing who's in your corner. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. We're not meant to travel this journey, the journey of entrepreneurship or life. We are not meant to travel this journey alone. Our greatest, most fundamental desire as humans is connection, belonging, and relationship. It is being heard, seen, known, validated, and loved. And my guess is that you are really good at making everyone around you feel heard, seen, known, validated, and loved. Our greatest desire is connection and belonging. So to pretend that you can or should navigate the journey of creative entrepreneurship and that myriad of challenges and obstacles, not to mention like just living life, to pretend that you can do that alone, it is a one-way street to loneliness and to burnout and to disconnection, rather than the lasting success that we all want, which is what the series is about, so I'm guessing you want it too. You'll find yourself headed straight for exhaustion and giving up and what might end up feeling like failure. But the good news is, I have good news. You are not alone. You are not alone. Now, I know that we don't all have supportive families or partners. I know that sometimes the people we care about the most, they just don't get it. And I know that it can feel awfully lonely, whether you're full-time or part-time or squeezing in business to-dos between everything else. But you are not alone. Whether you know it or not, whether you use them or not, there are people in your corner. Maybe it is your partner or your mom or your best friend. Maybe it's the person that you met and connected super randomly with in that Facebook group that one time. Maybe it is in your mastermind or a colleague from a business course or someone you don't even know yet. Maybe it is your therapist or your business coach or your virtual assistant. I feel unbelievably lucky. I have an amazing partner. I have incredible parents, and I have a family that even if they have no idea what I do, and I'm pretty sure that most of them could not explain what I do if you ask them, I have a family that supports me in my big, audacious, ambitious dreams. I'm claiming that. And they aren't always the ones that I go to when I need support. Because try as they might, they don't really get my day-to-day or the obstacles that we as creative small business owners, those obstacles that we face on a regular basis. And that's okay. They don't need to get it for me to know that they love and support me fiercely. But they might not be the one that I go to when my mind is telling me that this will never work. Or when I'm struggling, that's ironic, when I'm struggling to find the words to talk about what I do in the world. Or when I'm having one of those days when like tech is out to get me and I cannot find my way out of this hole that I have found myself in. That happened last week, by the way. Tech was out to get me. That is when I'll text my best business friends or email my business coach. That is when I'll reach out to a college to ask if they can get on a call or shoot a short message saying that I'm like just really in it today and could use some well wishes. My business friends have been some of the most incredible sources of support, both in business and in life. Beyond everything that we do in business, right? Beyond sales funnels, strategies, writing website copy, creating offers, selling things. They've been there through some of life's most serious challenges. They were some of the first ones that I texted when our family found ourselves in the emergency room again. They sent Starbucks cards and messages on Facebook. They flew up to Seattle and spent time with me and my family. They understood when I just didn't have the energy to write my weekly email or meet up for a virtual coffee. They get me and I get them. So sometimes it's not the people who are closest to us. Sometimes it's a layer out, those business friends and colleagues. If you're struggling to think of who your support system would be as I say all of this, it might be time to build those connections. Some of the places where I've had the most success have been reaching out for virtual coffee dates in a Facebook group that I really resonate with, or someone that I connected with in a course, or better yet, on a retreat. Or, I am so not good at this one, reaching out to my business coach, and mentors when I'm really like in it. I'm not good at that, but I'm working on it. Reaching out to my business coach and mentors when I'm really in it. Your support system doesn't have to look like just one thing. It could be your partner one day and your online business manager the next. It could be your bestie one morning and your business coach that same afternoon. It could be your gym buddy or the parent of one of your friend's kids. Write down 3 to 5 names on a post-it note or in the PDF that I made for you that's in the show notes and keep it handy so that you know who to call when times get tough. All right, part 2. Proactive self-care. So as the name would suggest, proactive or like preventative self-care is all about caring for yourself before you hit a wall. It's designed to make it so that you don't hit a wall. It's before you burn out or you feel exhausted or you find yourself desperate for a vacation or just one single moment alone. Dang it. It's self-care that comes before your physical system gets overloaded or your mental and emotional systems get too taxed to even move forward. It's the ways that you support your system for lasting success. Proactive self-care, preventative self-care, is really personal. And to be totally honest, it shifts and changes with the seasons of business and life and the earth. Like it oftentimes looks like different things at different times of the year. It looks like different things at different times in your business. But getting really clear about the ways that you are proactive in your self-care is key. I like to think of proactive self-care as recognizing and caring for each of our basic systems at whatever season, in whatever season it is, right? So physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. In there, in those overlaps, that's where relationship and business building and creativity lives. So when we take care of each of our basic systems, we end up taking care of each of the other systems as well. The questions that I like to ask for each of those systems, again, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, are these. What makes me feel my best? What are habits or like non-negotiables that I need to build in to make sure that I'm feeling energized and cared for in this area of my life? What are the boundaries that I need to put up in order to prioritize those needs? And how can I respect and reinforce those boundaries? For me, like I said, this form of self-care, proactive self-care, preventative self-care, it's seasonal. And honestly, for me, it's so hard. In this season, just to be totally frank, and maybe you can provide some accountability, I don't know. In this season, I am working on drinking more water. Hydration moves all of the bad shit out of you, right? I am working on eating more of what energizes me and slowly cutting out what doesn't. Late night peanut butter pretzels, I am looking at you. And I am working on walking at least 2 miles every day. Emotionally, I am taking more space. I'm putting up boundaries around my work schedule, which is so hard. I'm experimenting when it comes to this. It's all an experiment. And I'm seeing what really works. Mentally, I'm making time for more books. Y'all know that I breathe books. And I'm giving myself permission also, like outside of that, like sometimes my brain just needs a break and I get to watch Netflix if I need it. And spiritually, for me, it is all about fresh air. Sun in Seattle will do that to you. Other things that I've done in the past that I consider to be self-care, I've done meal planning. I've set an out-of-office reply on my email. I have put a timer on my phone to reinforce my boundaries. I've hired a therapist, hired a business coach, got a massage, signed up for a gym membership, canceled the gym membership, read books, stopped reading books that I don't like. I practiced using the phrase I want, and I started saying no. All of those are self-care. All of those are self-care. So what about you? Think about it for yourself. What are 3 to 5 things that you can do in each of those areas of your life, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, that provide fuel and support for the journey? Part of this proactive self-care, which kind of blends into our emergency care plan, which is coming next, is to get really clear on what really needs to happen in your business when times get tough. What is the bare minimum that will keep things moving and cared for in your business so that you can care for yourself? Other questions to ask are like, what can you delegate or release? What are some of the must-haves, not like the should-haves or the could-haves or those extra to-dos that will keep your business running on its most basic level? For me, that's showing up to client calls if I feel like I can show up with integrity and being really honest and professional if I can't, and making sure that there is a communicative out-of-office message on for my email. Truly, that's it. Communication and caring for my clients. Those are my two must-haves. The two things that my business actually needs to keep running on its most basic level. Everything after that is just cake. And last but not least, let's talk about last-ditch self-care. This is when having that list of business must-haves, the true minimum stuff that your business has to have in order to keep running, that's when this comes in. I like to call this in case of an emergency. And you'll find a sheet that you can print out in the guide and then post somewhere visible to remind you of the self-care and support plan that you made when you weren't in an emergency. And by emergency, I mean like this close to burnout. By emergency, I mean when you're about to give up or give in or throw your computer across the room, when you're on the verge of tears or you're full on bawling, when you're getting sick, and when you find yourself wondering if all of this shit is even worth it. That is what I mean by emergency. I mean a self-care emergency. Making a care plan in advance and then like posting it somewhere visible, it can help you find your grounding when the world feels totally upside down. In my experience, and I can only speak to my experience, but this has been mine, trying to make a care plan when everything is falling apart around you can be less than successful. Let's just say that. So first step to emergency care is to halt. And by that, I mean literally halt, H-A-L-T. Pause and think. Am I hungry? Am I angry? Am I lonely? Am I tired? For me, I also like to add, am I thirsty to that list? If the answer is yes to any of this, hungry, angry, lonely, tired, it's time to take care of it. So often when our systems are overloaded or out of whack, we have a really hard time seeing what the issues really are. So making sure that we're taking care of our emotional and physical needs on their most basic level, hunger, anger, loneliness, exhaustion, thirst, can help us to see more clearly when it comes to truly caring for ourselves and to kind of peel back the layers so we can see what's really going on. Next step in the care plan is knowing what you need. And there are two ways to go about getting clear on that. The first is to think and plan in advance. So thinking in advance about like when you're close to burnout or finding your anxiety is like just out the roof, what do you need? Fresh air, exercise, a nap in a cool dark room, to meet a friend for coffee. This is where I like to plan in advance. Like what typically feeds and fuels you when you're having a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. Another way to get clear Another way to do this is to get clear in the moment, right? So like to have some space for you to get really clear about what you need. So once you've halted, gotten clear on whether you might be hungry, angry, lonely, tired, this is where you put words to what you need today in this moment. So personally, I like to have space for both on my care plan. Advanced planning for when I need to just do something that I know works to get me out of the swirly space, which for me looks like drinking a glass of water, going for a walk, having a dance party. And then I also like to have space for that in the moment clarity around what I need, which when it comes down to it, depending on the day, might actually look like a nap instead of a dance party or a walk. Finally, and this is for when you're ready to reach out to those support systems that we already talked about, make a care plan for what you need from others. This can be thought about in advance or can be thought about in the moment, whatever feels truest to you. And it can change depending on the situation, right? So do you usually like to talk things out? Do you just want someone to listen? Do you not want to talk about it at all and you just need space? This is going to change with the individual circumstance, but I find that our loved ones, they really want to know how they can support us best. And having the words to articulate that can be super powerful in the moment. I remember back early in our relationship when my husband, then my boyfriend, learned that all I really need in a tough moment is to be held. It changed everything in our relationship. It made me feel heard, seen, loved, validated, and it also made him feel like he could do something in that moment. And I think it became a really strong point in our relationship. So for you, maybe you have like an SOS code that you can send out to a friend. I have a friend who, when she's in a swirly space, she just says, I'm having a shameful moment and I'm there. I know what that means. Maybe you have some words written out so that you know how to ask for help when the moment comes. Maybe you just have a sign that you can point to that says, please give me space. These are the questions that can help you build out your own care plan, both in advance, proactively, and in case of an emergency. If you think about creative entrepreneurship as a trek, right? You have to pack and plan for the journey ahead. You would never, like never leave on a long hike without an extra bottle of water or some snacks and a good pair of hiking boots, right? you would never journey out into the wilderness without making sure that you could get in touch with someone if things went south, right? Well, then why would you start on the trek of entrepreneurship without making the same preparations? Why would you set off on the journey with your gas tank already on empty? Why? Why would you carry around an empty backpack and ignore the fact that you're going to have to take care of yourself on the road ahead? Self-care and support is like having an expertly supplied backpack without the weight, right? It will get you through the journey well-fed, hydrated. It will see you through the obstacles and challenges that are sure to come up so that you don't burn out or give up mid-trip. So what are your go-to self-care activities? Who are your go-to people? Make sure that you head to the show notes right now to download your own care plan worksheets. And then once you've made your plan, snap a photo and tag me on Instagram and Facebook. I would love to be able to support you and see what has come up for you. Next week, now that we've talked about knowing yourself and your creative superpower, self-care and support, I'll be back with the final episode, can't believe it, in our series on lasting success. It's all about the only strategy that works. All right, I'll see you next week. Until then. Thank you so much for listening to Amplify, a podcast for creative and courageous entrepreneurs. If you love this episode, subscribe to make sure you never miss an Amplified beat. You can find resources, show notes, and downloads, plus my exclusive resource library at katekmccarthy.com. I am all about connection, and this internet thing makes it so easy. Come find me over on Instagram at katekmccarthy. Then reach out and say hi. I adore you already. Thank you so much to everyone who makes this podcast possible. Amplify is produced by me and my slam bang behind the scenes team. Catch you next time.